Good morning. Today's daf in the Darm is Yud Zayin. We're on Tet Zayin Amud Beis. We just have to finish up from yesterday's daf, and then we start with the new Mishnah. Let's proceed. Yesterday we talked about the difference between Neder and Shvuah. Chomer mi Neder mi b'Shvuah. So there are various stringencies that actually go in both directions, meaning Shvuah and Neder are similar to one another. As we already pointed out, they're actually found within the same psukim, but nevertheless. But nevertheless, there are differences. So there's a fundamental difference that we spoke about yesterday, and that is that when it comes to a shvur, shvur is on the gavra, and when it comes to a neder is on the chepta. And with that distinction, with that very fundamental distinction between the two of them, so we pointed out yesterday. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm crowding the space. Okay. So with that fundamental difference, so we pointed out yesterday that what you can do, it's strange, but what you can do, you can make a neder on a mitzvah. Right, I don't want to sit in that sukkah, so it's a funny neder to make, but you want to make that neder. Okay, you had it with that sukkah for whatever reason. Again, motivation, I can't help you, but you had it with that sukkah, so you can make a neder. You're not going to sit in that sukkah. Masha Inke, when you make a shvua, then I'm not sitting in sukkah on sukkahs. You can't do that. In other words, you have a mitzvah of the Torah. You have a chovas agavra to sit in the sukkah, and you can't make a shvua. You're mushba vomit. You're already beholden to have to sit in the sukkah. Okay, good. So this is what we pointed out yesterday. This is one of the chumras. Now, yesterday we already pointed out the lashon of chumra is a strange lashon. Chumra would indicate that, you know, shvua is just a couple of degrees greater than that of neder. A couple degrees greater. So it's more than a couple degrees, meaning by Shvua, there's no chalos, and by Neder, there is a chalos. That's more than just chumrah. Okay, yesterday the Gemara dealt with that. The Gemara asked that question. The Gemara gave an answer yesterday. Okay, we're not going to revisit that. But meanwhile, that's what we learned yesterday. And so what we're doing right now, we're just finishing up from yesterday. So we did Abaye, and Abaye just basically said what I just got done saying, meaning everything I just said, the difference between Shvua and Neder, and why Neder is Chal on the Sukkah and Shvua is not Chal on the Sukkah. So that was all Abaye. Amar Rava. So this is just picking up exactly where we left off yesterday. V'chi mitzvos lahanos nitnu. Now, what Rava's bothered by is a lashon of Abaye. So just back up one line. Sorry, we're on Tet Zayin Amud Beis. We are four or five lines from the bottom of the Amud. So back up one line. Just go back to the lashon of Abaye. Right? The lashon of Abaye is Ha da Amar Hana Sukkah Alai. So in the formulation of the neder, what he said is that I'm not getting hana from the sukkah. Now, hana from the sukkah? So Rava says, look, I just don't like the lashon. Because what hana are you getting from the sukkah? And now, in other words, we all understand, you're sitting in the sukkah, you're luxuriating in the sukkah, but meanwhile, mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. And while fulfilling a mitzvah, so whatever residual hana is coming, I ignore that. Because mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. That's not the purpose of a mitzvah, is to get hana. Okay, happens to be, this is a huge topic, and right, David reminded me, I spoke about this years ago. I wish I remember everything I said, but in other words, generally speaking, this is true, meaning that you could just ignore the hana, because mitzvah's lav lehenos nitnu. Right, there's that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. This part I remember, David. So the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says, mitzvah's lav lehenos nitnu, meaning when I'm doing a mitzvah, so it's gzeiras hamelech, meaning I'm just fulfilling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. And so whatever hana is coming from there is, in other words, it's just simply ignored. Sometimes, however, right, this is also probably what I spoke about. Sometimes, however, you can't ignore the hana. The hana is so great, you simply can't ignore it. Okay, neither here nor there. In other words, right now, let's just say the Gemara simply. And that is, Rava says to Abaye, I don't like your lashon. Right? Your neder is, I'm not getting hana from the sukkah. There's no such thing as hana from the sukkah, because even though it provides for you a little bit of shade, a little bit of comfort, I know here in Florida, by the way, right? Us going out to the sukkah is mamish mitzvah.
What if somebody rents their sukkah and gets hana that way by renting it?
No, I understood, but in other words, the idea that there's a violation of neder. In other words, if you were to formulate a neder, and there's a violation. In other words, the violation of neder comes via hana'a. So over here, just sitting in the sukkah doesn't qualify as hana because it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. It's a technicality. Rav is just bothered by the lashon of Abaye. So Amar Rav v'chi mitzvah lehenos nitnu. So El Amar Rav. So all Rav is doing, and everything I'm saying right now is the run. I'm just presenting the run outside. But what Rav is doing is that I fundamentally like your distinction, Rav says to Abaye. I just didn't like the way you said it. So I'm just going to say a little bit differently. So Allah Marava Hadamar Yeshiva Tzukah Alai Hadamar Shvur Shalom Eishe B'Tzukah. Okay, it's fine. So in the formulation of Neder Yeshiva Tzukah Alai, meaning not Hana Tzukah but Yeshiva Tzukah. The Neder is I'm not sitting in that Tzukah. Not that I'm not enjoying sitting in that Tzukah. Okay, fine. So fine. So if you attempt to make a shvua on a mitzvah, so what happens? No chalos. It doesn't take effect. That was yesterday's daf. And so now as we're ready to turn to today's daf, the Gemara is just simply going to note that we have not one but two sources that speak to this idea. So one source we covered yesterday from Parshas Matos. Now we're going to be quoting a second source, and that's coming from Vayikra. So, v'she'ein nishban lavor la mitzvah me'achad nafka me'asam nafka le'ei, detanyu l'entan abraisa, yachol nishba levatos ha'mitzvah v'lo bitel yachol yei chayev. So I made a shvua to be mevatel es ha'mitzvah. So, and meanwhile, lo bitel, meanwhile, his Yetzer Tov got the best of him. And basically did the mitzvah, violating his shvua, because he swore he wasn't going to do it. So yachol yei chayev, so fine, so now, you did good by the mitzvah, but then you violated your own shvuah. So, did you violate your shvuah? So, Tam Alomar, we're on the top of your Zayinim and Aleph. So, Tam Alomar, Lehara Oleitiv. This is the end of Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah introduces us to a person having violated his shvuah and the karbanos he has to bring. Anyway, the pasuk says, Lehara Oleitiv. A person makes a shvuah, either to do bad or to do good. Now, Maha Tava Rishus. Af hara'a rishos. Now, hatava and ra'a, good and bad over here, means things that are totally volitional. The simplest example would be, I'm going to eat that bread or I'm not going to eat that bread. Meaning hara and hatava over here have nothing to do with mitzvahs. So, af hara'a rishos. So, yatza nishma lavatos a mitzvah, velo bitel, she'ein rishos biyado. Meaning as opposed to mitzvah, where you have no volition by a mitzvah. Right? We are commanded to do something. So there's no hara, there's no hatava. Okay, good. Anyway, what comes out over here is that we have not one but two drashas that teach us that if I attempt to make a shvua, not to comply with a mitzvah, so the shvua just simply has no chalos. We had it in Parshas Matos, we have it now in Parshas Vayikra, and new, so that's one drasha extra that I don't need.
Is he like
a stana mevera? So what the Gemara is now going to say is chadkra lemifterei mekarben shvua, and vechad lemifterei min lab de shvua. Oh, okay, fine. So what comes out over here is as follows. In other words, and the chiluk of the Gemara just fits in beautifully contextually to the two parshios. Meaning you go to Parshas Matos, what's Parshas Matos doing? Instructing in terms of the lav. Meaning that if you violate a shvua, you're now in violation of a lav. It's a classic lav in the Torah. Now I say classic, by the way. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It is. It's a classic lav in the Torah. So, in Parshas Vayikra, so there, that's by karban. So in other words, you violate your shvuah, but you did so b'shogeg, not b'mezid. So now you're going to be chayv karban. So they are two different parshios. One to talk about the petur lav, and the other one's to talk about the petur karban. And that's why I have two different sources, because they're speaking to two different ramifications of having violated your shvuah. Okay, Adkan takes us now to the end of yesterday's daf, the end of the sugya. And so yesterday, basically in a nutshell, we learned that there is no such thing as making a shvua keneged a mitzvah. We're mushba v'omeid, right? The shvua is already outstanding, and so there's no chalos shvua. Not lagabi lav, not lagabi shvua. There are two drashas. Anyway, as opposed to a neder, you can make a neder against a mitzvah. Okay, but again, a neder against a mitzvah, as we just got done concluding. So what that means is that I'm not negating the mitzvah. I just don't want to do the mitzvah using that. Because again, the neder is going in an object, and I can go ahead and disqualify an object to me. Even though the object may be a mitzvah object, I'm not negating the mitzvah, I'm just simply negating that particular object. Okay, good. That goes back, and that's the conclusion of yesterday's daf. And now, Yitzayin Amad Aleph. So we start. Yesh neder besoch neder, vein shvu besoch shvua. Okay, so compound nedarim, compound shvus. Okay. All right. Today's daf is going to be a little bit complicated, but the general idea, however, is pretty straightforward. So there is such an institution as compound nedarim, but there's no institution of compound shvus. Okay. If we just take a moment to think about it outside, in other words, we're going to jump into the Gemara for just a moment. So compound shvus, there's no such thing. Makes sense. Meaning, we think about what is a shvua, A shvuah is something I'm not going to do. So can I go ahead and repeat shvuah? Well, no. Meaning if my shvuah is I'm not going to do X, whatever X may be, so that's it. So me trying to attempt and repeat that same shvuah, so it doesn't add a single dimension to it. Okay. Compound.
Is it considered a second shiva, or is it considered a reinforcement of the first shiva?
Whatever. It's not, whatever. In other words, it simply has no effect because it doesn't add anything to it. There's not an added dimension. Now, when it comes to neder, again, we're just thinking of this outside. And in a moment, we're going to see everything inside in just a moment. When it comes to a neder, so there is compound nedarim. Now, even as we think about that, what does that mean? There's compound nedarim. Meaning if my neder is going on, let's say a loaf of bread, right? That loaf of bread now is going to be usher to me. And I say it via neder. And I try to go ahead now and make it usher again, using a second neder. Is there going to be any chalos on that second neder? Meaning the bread is already usher to me. So would there in fact be now a second neder on that loaf of bread if I try to do it?
Extra 30 days, is that?
Well, you're right. I'm sorry. What I'm just doing right now is just a momentary thought exercise just to see if there is in fact going to be a difference between shvuah and neder. And what I'm highlighting right now is that, not really. In other words, you looked at the Mishnah. So you're going to the case of the Mishnah. I'm right now just thinking it out outside of the Mishnah for just a moment. Really, there's no difference. Meaning when it comes to Shavuah, the second Shavuah has there's nothing to attach it to. Well, second Neder, also. If the bread is already offered to me via Neder, and I try to do it again, so there's nothing to attach that second Neder to. Okay, so what we're now going to be discussing in the Mishnah is that there is an element within Nedarim where the second one can catch. But when by Shavuos, it can't catch. Okay? So this is a complexity of the Mishnah, is that it's not true by every single Neder that there's going to be a second Neder that can catch. But there will be elements within a Neder where the second one can catch, and by Shavuos, just simply not the case. Okay, so now with that said, let's see the Mishnah inside. So Yesh Neder Besoch Neder Vein Shvuah Besoch Shvuah Ketzad Amar Harini Nazir Emochel Harini Nazir Emochel V'achol Chai V'kol Achas V'achas Shvuah Shelo Ochel Shvuah Shelo Ochel V'achol Einu Chai V'achas. Okay, so let's say you do the following. And that is that I make a Neder that I'm going to become a Nazir with every bite that I eat. Okay, and let's say, just for the purposes of making this as straightforward as possible, I say bite, I really mean kezias, but whatever, regardless. Right? With every new kezias that I eat of the bread, I'm going to become a nazir. Good. So now I have one bite and I have a second bite. How many nazirs now do I have to fulfill? Two nazirs. Masha Ein Kein, if I say I'm not going to eat this bread via shvua, and I repeat, so what's going to happen now is that the first one has chalos, the first shvua takes effect, but not the second shvua. Okay. Good. As far as why that's the case, tomorrow we're going to learn the drasha. So that'll come up in tomorrow's daf. So now as far as. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's start with the Gemara. Okay, sorry, that pause, that silence over there was the following. The Ran has a Girsa on our Gemara that we don't have. Okay, so in other words, in order to read the next part of the Gemara, what we have to do is we have to go to the Ran. Okay, in our Gemara, we start off with the words Amrav Huna. Now, most of today's daf is gonna revolve around Amachlokus Amorayim between Rav Huna and Shmuel. We're gonna get to in just a moment. But if you take a look at the Ran over here, the first Ran on the Gemara, it's the second wide line. So what the Ran introduces us is to Girsa that we simply don't have. Came into Amar Harini Nazir. So everyone follow. I'm in the Ran, the second wide line. Came into Amar Harini Nazir, Havalei Nazir, V'chi Achol Tuva Masrim Bei Mechayev Akol Achila V'Achila, I did Diktani Shvur Shalom Ochel Taninami Harini Nazir Im Ochel. Ula Olam Gabi Nazir Lo Sarach Lamemer Im Ochel. Okay, fine. So, and basically what does that mean is as follows. Okay. Look, what did the Mishnah want to show us? Is that there can be compound Naziris. Okay. Meaning, as I pointed out, if I say a Neder and just repeat same Neder, it's going to result in the in a that second neder will have a zero net effect. Again, in the classic case where I make the bread asur to me via neder, and then I go ahead and attempt to do the same thing again with a second neder, it will have a zero net effect. What the Mishnah is telling us is that when it comes to nazir, you can have compound nazirs. Okay. And just to make this point a little bit clearer right now before I make the Gemara's point, what does that mean, compound nazir? So again, what is a nazir? Nazir means that for a minimum 30 days, what you have to do now is abstain from all grape products, cutting your hair, and going to a cemetery. Good. That's a, those are the strictures of a nazir. We're all familiar. When I do that second nazirus, so now what that means is as follows, is that the second nazirus now is also going to take effect. Okay, but right now I'm currently working on my first nazirus, so what does it mean? First finish the first nazirus in total, and the Ran says that in total means that you not only have to count the days, but you also have to bring karbanos. And then after that, now you have to do nazir number two, round number two. Good. So, when we say compound nadarim, what we really mean is compound nadarim as it relates to nazir. Okay. That's what we really mean. What the Gemara is asking, and again, I'm just going over this girsa of the Ran, what the Gemara is asking is the following. If all the Mishnah wants to highlight is that there's such a thing as compound nazirus, so you know what the Gemara, well, you know what the Mishnah should have done? Instead of saying yesh neder besoch neder, you know what the Mishnah should have said? Yesh nazir besoch nazir. It's really more of a function of compound nazirus, not compound nadarim. The Mishnah's case is complicated, right? Every bite that I eat of this bread, I'm going to become a nazir. And you go ahead and you repeat. Every, right? It's true for the second bite. So, in other words, just simply say, I'm going to be a nazir. Well, like, why wouldn't the Mishnah do that? Because that's really what the point the Mishnah wants to make. Fine. What the Gemara's answer to that question is, again, I'm looking inside. So, Master Achil Vechila, I did the third line of the Ran, the third wide line. I did the Tanik Shvur Shal Ochel, Tananami Harini Nazir Im Ochel. Ula Olam Gabi Nazir Lo Tzarech Lememri Im Ochel. Okay. And what the Mishnah is looking for is symmetry. We see this all the time. Meaning the Mishnah just wants symmetrical cases that I'm gonna compare Nazir to Shvua. But how do you compare Nazir to Shvua? In other words, so what we're gonna do is that we're gonna create a strange case of Nazirus, but at least now it's symmetrical to that of Shvua. Meaning, by Shvua, what's the Shvua? I'm not going to eat this bread, right? And I'm saying it via Shvua. And I do it a second time. I'm not going to eat this bread. And I do it via Shvua. Okay, so there, second, Shvua has no chalos. Okay, because there's no room left for that second Shvua. I'm already prohibited to eat that bread. The second one doesn't add anything. But when it comes to Nazir, now what the Mishnah is looking to do is give a comparable case. So with every time that I take a bite of that bread, I become a nazir. Okay, fine. So it is a strange case, but it's comparable. And the point now is that I have two pieces. I'm going to become a nazir now two times over. Good.
Is it consecutive or?
Yeah, in other words, it'll be consecutive, but you have to first finish the first nazirus in total with the conclusion, with the karbanos, and then you'll do the second one. All right. That's the girsa the Ran has. It's good. In other words, it just clarifies the Mishnah in terms of why the Mishnah is giving such a strange case. If I may, by the way, I already know this is complicated, but just more unanswerable questions, which I'll ask, but, Nazir. Is Nazir more like a Neder, or is Nazir more like a Shvua? Okay. In other words, Nazir.
Huh? It's on the person's action that he's not supposed to do.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Good. I don't have a clear answer. In our Mishnah, it certainly just sounds like it fits a little more categorically in Neder as opposed to Shvua. Again, it's an open ended question. I don't have the answer right now, but it's definitely a worthwhile thought.
Rabbi, a question: if you're eating the bread each time you become a Nazir, you're already a Nazir from eating it the first time.
Good.
What's the difference?
No, it's not a difference. Difference now is that now there's a second nazirus on your account.
After the first one, you're going to do a second. Every time you say,
but nazirus is don't cut your hair, don't drink wine.
Yeah.
For 30 days.
Yeah, but yeah, correct. Correct.
And then you add
another. No, you're good. It's good. It's fine. It's good. It's good clarification. Amra Vunalo Shanu Aladama Harini Nazar Yom Harini Nazar Lamacher. Demigu to come in Tosef Yom Yisera. Chayla Naziris Al Naziris. So we now are going to be spending the rest of today going over Rav Huna. I say the rest of today, it's going to go into tomorrow as well. Rav Huna says this idea that we can have compound Naziris. Good. So we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the person commits himself that with every bite that he eats, he's going to become a Nazir, anew. And so what the simple reading of the Mishnah is that good? So you have two bites now. So on your account, on your ledger, you're going to now have to, you're going to have to serve two Nazir sentences. Okay. Sorry for the language. I'm definitely not making it positive. Okay, but anyway, but you understand. That's two Nazir sentences now that you have to fulfill. And with a third by the third, et cetera, et cetera. V'chule, v'chule. Good. That's the simplest reading of the Mishnah. Rav Huna says, yeah, I know that's the simplest reading of the Mishnah, but here's what I think, says Rav Huna. The only way that the second Nazir is going to kick in is only if there is an addition to that second Naziris. Now, addition over here could just come in the form of quantity. In other words, an additional day of Naziris. So, for example, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Lamacher. I'm going to be a Nazir today, I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. Okay. Now, again, the term of Naziris comes in no less than 30 days. Okay. So, what happens now is that the Naziris that he takes upon himself today, and now starts today. So, now for the next 30 days, he's Nazir, that's Nazir number one. Now, starting tomorrow, he's now going to be starting Nazir number two. Now, the Ron spends a lot of time over here going over how to look at Nazir number two. Meaning it really starts day number two, but in other words, then it's going to be overlapping.
No.
And, okay, so I
Shmuel,
I tell you what. In other words, it's next level discussion in terms of how to look at Nazir number two. I'm going to just distill this. I'm going to make this as simple as possible. I want to make this as just digestible as possible. The point that Rav Huna is making is that once you get to day 31, so now you're finished, you're well done with your Nazir number one, you are still in Nazir number two, then and only then, according to Rav Huna, is the Naziris number two gonna be Chal. That's it.
So Shmuel is incremented
by... Well, I didn't read Shmuel yet, but in other words, yeah, according to Shmuel.
Shmuel increments by days, whereas
no, well, let me read inside. Let me first read inside. So Harini Nazir Lamacher Demigo Tekama Tosef Yom Yisera Chayla Naziris Al Naziris. Aval Amarini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom Ein Chal Naziris Al Naziris. So, but if according to Rav Huna, if all I'm doing is saying I'm going to be a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, and there is simply no additional day that's added by that second Naziris, so the second Naziris does not take effect. That's Shitas Rav Huna. And Shmuel says no. So Shmuel, Amar Afilo, Amar Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, Chal Nazir Salah. And Shmuel says no. If I say I'm going to be a Nazir today, follow then by saying I'm going to be a Nazir today. Now again, in our Mishnah, we had the Naziris attached with eating of bread. You don't have to go that far. Meaning right now, we just want to know, your second Naziris that you commit yourself to, even if it doesn't add an additional day, is it on the books, is it on the ledger? Shmuel would say yes, and Rav Huna would say no. According to Shmuel, when I make that second commitment, I'm going to be a Nazir today, even though you're already a Nazir now, so Shmuel says, okay, fine. So in other words, so when I finish number one, so now I'm going to then go and do number two. And again, the Ron spends a lot of time in today's daf trying to figure out how to look at Naziris number two.
Shmuel's adding one day, not one term.
Shmuel's adding, no, no. Huh? No.
Shmuel says
one day,
one more day to your term because you start the second day with the next day.
When you say Shmuel, do you mean Rav Huna? Or in other words, no, Shmuel.
Rav Huna says you go incrementally by one term after another. Rav Shmuel says you add one day after you finish the...
Let me do this again. Right. Okay, it's really hard. Okay, so according to Rav Huna, how many terms of Naziris are you going to take upon yourself? There's no such thing as a term of Naziris less than 30 days. It doesn't exist.
Right.
Good. Rav Huna says that when you make that original commitment to become a Nazir now for 30 days, you make a second commitment.
Right.
According to Rav Huna, the second commitment will only kick in if that second commitment added a day.
Right, just increments term after term.
Right.
Increments term after term.
It translates into a second full 30 days of Naziris.
Rav Huna.
Everybody.
But it's 30 days from
right.
when you say
but in other words, but if I start off by saying I'm going to be Nazir today, and I'm going to be Nazir tomorrow, so from Rav Huna's standpoint, good. Now that Nazir's number two added at least a day, so now it's going to present itself a second term of Nazir's. According to Rav Huna, if I say I'm going to be a Nazir today, follow them with, and I'm going to be a Nazir today, Rav Huna says that the second Nazir's does not kick in. That's Rav Huna.
Right.
As opposed to Shmuel will tell you no, that when I take on Nazir's two times in a row, and that second term doesn't add another day, it's still going to take effect. I'm now going to have to serve out two Nazir sentences. One, followed then by another.
How is that different from Rav Huna then?
So radically different than Rav Huna.
Rav Huna says you do two terms also.
No, but Rav Huna says that this, if I do today and today, the second one does not take effect, according to Rav Huna.
Right.
Doesn't take effect.
Yes, it doesn't agree with the Mishnah.
According to Rav Huna,
so the Mishnah is one after the other, like whoever not, which one was it?
The Mishnah does not speak any of this out. The Mishnah just simply says that there's such a thing as compound Nazirs.
Right, compounding means that you're going to have one on top of the other.
Okay. Again, the Mishnah says that there's such an entity of compound Nazirus. What the Amoraim are doing are qualifying, when is that true?
First day.
Right.
Now, the second day, according to Rav Huna, you wait a full day. That means it starts, the second Nazir starts the 31st day, it goes into 60.
Again, that's the Ran. The Ran spends a lot of time trying to figure out, according to Rav Huna, so when exactly does that second Nazir start? Okay, and it's a sophisticated discussion because the Ran says some people say that it starts only after the first term. He's of the position that it starts actually on day number two. It just happens to be that you can't serve two terms concurrently, so it gets pushed off. Good. I strongly recommend going through the Ran inside where he has that discussion. For our purposes right now in terms of the daf, we just have to understand that there's such a thing as compound Nazirus. When is that true? Rav Huna will say it's only true in the circumstance when the second Nazirus is adding something to the first Nazirus. And what Shmuel is saying is no, it's not, no. I think compound Nazirus would be true even if that second commitment didn't add anything to the first commitment. The second commitment still now is on the books and you're going to be serving it at a later point in time. Okay. So with all that stated, so what we're going to be doing for the rest of today is just simply litigating which of these two positions seems to be more correct. So, okay, it's a fair question. Okay, I don't know. Ula Rav Huna, ad tanein shvua besoch shvua, lesnei neder besoch neder, hareini nazar hayom, hareini nazar lamachar, yesh neder besoch neder, hareini nazar hayom, hareini nazar hayom. So, ein neder besoch neder. So, the Gemara now asks on Rav Huna what seems to be an outstanding question, which is, you know, according to you, Rav Huna, so, you know, within this structure of compound Nazirus, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Meaning, sometimes yes, when your second Nazirus added a day. Sometimes no, when your second Nazirus didn't add a day. So, according to you, Rav Huna, when the Mishnah makes such a bold statement of yesh neder besoch neder, so you know, according to you, Rav Huna, no, we have to qualify. Sometimes it's true when the second neder is adding. Sometimes it's not true when the second neder is not adding. So according to you, Rav Huna, how does the Mishnah make such a bold statement that goes unqualified, and meanwhile, according to you, it is significantly qualified? So Kasha. So the Gemara says, you know what? Good. That's a good question, Rav Huna, and we're going to move on. Okay, because that's what happens. Meaning, okay, good. It happens all the time in the Gemara. So we have a strong question in the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara tiyuftas. Sometimes the Gemara says, "Good, that's a refutation." Over here, it's not a refutation, Rav Huna. It's just that good. We're asking a wonderful question. The Mishnah doesn't really seem to fit in with Rav Huna's position. Okay, I hear you. Tanan. Well, let's do another Mishnah. Yesh neder besoch neder vein shvua besoch shvua hechidami. So. Obviously, within our Mishnah, what we're doing, obviously, is making a contrast between Nedarim and Shavuos. By Nedarim, you can have compound Nedarim. And again, I say compound Nedarim, I really mean in the context of Nazirus. Okay? I can't understate that point. I said it back in the Mishnah. I just want to repeat it because it's really focusing more on Nazir than it is on Neder. Okay, but anyway, The Mishnah is comparing Nazir to Shavua. Now, Ilem Adam Arini Nazir, Ayam Arini Nazir Lamachar. So the Gemara says, okay, so the cases have to be parallel. If, in fact, we're comparing Nazir to Shavua and saying, you know, here's something that exists by Nazir, compound Nazirus, and it doesn't exist by Shavua, so the cases have to be parallel. So please show me what exactly are the parallel cases. So, Harini Nazir, Hayom Harini Nazir Lamachar. So according to you, Rav Huna, what's the case of Nazir? The case of Nazir, if compound Nazirus is where? My first one I take on today, the second one I take on tomorrow. Right. So in other words, the second one added to the first. Good. Now give me the parallel case by Shavua. So Dekavaseka by Shavua, Shalom Ochel Te'inim, V'chazer V'amar Shavua Shalom Ochel Anovim. So, my Shavua number one is I'm not going to be eating dates. Shavua number two is I'm not going to be eating grapes. Those are two different fruit. So the Gemara says, Amai lo chal shavua al shavua. So the Gemara says, so that can't be. And it simply can't be. Shavua, your second Shavua has nothing to do with the first Shavua. Of course the second Shavua is going to take effect. Okay, two different things. So the Gemara says, okay, let's workshop this. You're right. That doesn't work. Let's try to make it work. Let's make the parallel work in the Mishnah. Elahechi dami de lo chal shavua al shavua. So kigon da amar shavua shalo ochel te'inim, v'chazav amar shavua shalo ochel te'inim, dekavesei gabi nezirus, hechidami da amar inin azar ayom, arin in azar ayom. So v'ketani, yesh neder besoch neder, and kashal Rav Huna. So the Gemara says the only way it really works in terms of a parallel is where, you know what the compound shavua is? I'm not going to be eating dates, and I'm not going to be eating dates. Oh. And then, that's by shavua. Now, what's the parallel of Nazir? I'm going to be a Nazir. Oh. And by Nazir, what's the halacha of our Mishnah? The compound Nazirus does work. Okay. Who's all this sounding like? It all sounds like Shmuel. And who's this going to be difficult on? It's obviously going to be difficult for Rav Huna. So Amalacha Rav Huna. So Rav Huna is going to tell you the following. Masis and Damar, Harini Nazir, Ayam Harini Nazir Lamacha. Okay, so Rav Huna will tell you no. Obviously, Rav Huna is going to have to fit his pshat into the Mishnah when it comes to the compound Nazirus. So again, according to Rav Huna, I'm going to be a Nazir today. The second utterance, I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. Good. Now, what's the parallel case by Shavua? The Kavasei Gabi Shavua, the Amar Shalom Ochel Te'inim, V'Chazav Amar Shavua Shalom Ochel Te'inim V'Anavim. Shavua number one is I'm not going to be eating dates. Shavua number two is I'm not going to be eating dates and grapes.
I don't know if it makes a difference, but the article says it's
fake. Okay, it doesn't make a difference, but it makes a difference in terms of me not giving the correct definition of te'ina. So in that regard, it does make a difference. So the lo chayle, where there, it does not take effect. Okay. So now, here's the story. Story goes like this. Shavua number one is I'm not eating figs. Shavua number two is I'm not eating figs and grapes. Oh. Now, the Ran also spends a lot of time over here when he says figs and grapes. So presumably what he means is figs and grapes together. Okay. All right. A fruit salad of figs and grapes. Regardless, it's actually an important point, but Shavua number two now, according to Rav Huna is not going to take effect. Now, why not? Because Shavua number one already prohibited him to fix. So Shavua number two simply can't take effect, even though, this is a big chiddush, even though the second Shavua added something, but it can't take effect because he already is prohibited to the figs. So now Shavua number two, you can't make a second Shavua even though it added a component, but it already included something that you were bound and prohibited to. That's Rav Huna's viewpoint.
Could you look at it in a different light?
Of course you can. Not only can you, the Gemara will.
If he says, I'm not going to eat grapes, and then you eat figs with grapes, can you argue that you didn't break the Shavua because you ate two things?
Well, and just in a moment, the Gemara is going to give a different way to look at it. So the answer to your question is absolutely yes. Just give it a moment. So Rav Huna now has parallel cases in the Mishnah. Meaning, again, according to Rav Huna, what's the case of Nazir? So I'm going to be a Nazir today. I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. What's the parallel case as it relates to Shavua? I'm not eating figs. That's Shavua number one. Shavua number two, I'm not eating figs and grapes. Oh, okay. Now that I have parallel cases, so according to Rav Huna, perfect. By Nazir, it works. Second Nazirus is going to be Chal. By Shavua, it's not going to work. Okay, very good. V'hama Rabba, so Rabba says, okay, but here's where I'm going to be challenging you, and that is Shavua Shal Ochel Teinim, V'chaz V'hama Shavua Shal Ochel Teinim V'anavim, V'achal Teinim V'hifrish Karban, V'chazer V'achal Anavim, so Ahav Yeluhu Anavim Chatzi Shir, V'ein Mevin Karban Al Chatzi Shir. So, the problem is, Rabba said the following. Let's say, okay, again, this is going to be the most complicated part of today's daf, but okay, let's navigate. Rabba says the following. I make a shvuah that I'm not going to be eating figs. And then, the second shvuah is that I'm not going to be eating figs and grapes, meaning exactly what we just discussed. And what happened was is that he ate figs by accident. Someone tapped him on the shoulder and says, can I remind you, right? Remember yesterday what you said about you and figs? He's like, oh yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have done that. Okay. So now what he did is he set aside a carbon for the eating of the figs. And then what happened was is that he ate grapes. So now the eating of the grapes is now going to be a violation, not of his first shvuah, because the first shvuah was only on figs. So could it not be a violation of his second shvuah? It's not. Why? Because havile anavim chatzi shir vein mevin karban al chatzi shir. Because shvuah number two was a compound shvuah of, no, I don't want to use that word because it gets confusing. The second shvuah is a composite of figs and grapes. And the only way to properly violate that second shvuah is only by eating both figs and grapes. And so what Rabba now is saying, that's why I asked you to wait, because I knew what's coming up ahead. And what Rabba's saying is that you're not going to be violating your second shvuah, but here's the critical point. Why are you not going to be violating your second shvuah? Not because it doesn't take effect. The second shvuah did take effect. The only reason why you're not violating your second shvuah is simply because you only violated half of it. You did eat figs and grapes, but remember the sequence. You ate figs. Someone reminded you, you swore you weren't going to do so. You set aside a karban. So that now is, that registers for shvuah number one. Now shvuah number two, which is on the books, but shvuah number two is that I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. And you only ate grapes, so you only violated half the shvuah, and you don't bring a karban on the violation of half a shvuah. In other words, to warrant a karban, to be obligated a karban, you have to violate the full shvuah. Okay. But all this speaks to the idea that according to Rabba, what happened to that second shvuah? It's chal. It's on the books. So, what Rav Huna was trying to argue is, give me parallel cases in the Mishnah. I'll give it to you. In the case of Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir today, I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. Check. It works. That's a compound of zeros. The parallel case is, I'm not going to be eating figs at shvuah number one. I'm not going to be eating figs and grapes at shvuah number two. That's a parallel case. And by shvuos, it doesn't take effect. That's Rav Huna. What the Gemara now introduces us to is the fact that Rabba simply disagrees. What do you mean? The second shvuah doesn't take effect. The second shvuah does take effect, Rabba says. And now that we have Rabba's position, so the entire defense of Rav Huna now falls apart. It falls apart. Because in the parallel case that Rav Huna sets up, Rabba's looking at Rav Huna. I don't mean that literally. Rabba lives generations later. There may have been overlap, but regardless. Rabba now turns to Rav Huna, and Rabba says to Rav Huna, you're wrong. You're simply wrong. That second shvuah does take effect. And what the Gemara says is, Rav Huna, lo sfir like Rabba. And the Gemara answers. The Gemara just simply would respond and say, Rav Huna and Rabba are at odds on this very issue. In the second shvuah where you said, I'm not eating figs and grapes, does the second shvuah take effect? Rav Huna will tell you no, and Rabba will tell you yes.
Rav Huna is saying, because you already made a shvuah on not eating the figs, therefore the second shvuah is not valid because it's already prohibited to you.
Correct. Absolutely. Correct. And so the second Shavuot is not going to be valid. It has no effect whatsoever. And it's parallel to the case of the Nazir, where I'm going to be a Nazir today and I'm going to be a Nazir tomorrow. Okay, let's quickly recap. We're going to stop over here. Mace Face, where we're going to be picking it up tomorrow. It's the same discussion, meaning we're going to be litigating Rav Huna, but it goes well into tomorrow's daf. Let's quickly recap our daf today. Okay, so in our daf today, so what we finished up is the fact that you can make a neder on a mitzvah, you can't make a shvuah on a mitzvah. The idea that you can't make a shvuah on a mitzvah is repeated, and we darshaned it not once but twice in the Torah, once in Parshas Matos, the second time in Parshas Vayikra. And what we learned at the end of yesterday's daf, which really goes into today's daf, is that you're right, there are two drashas. One's to tell me about the lav, and the other one's to tell me about the carbon. Good. That was point number one of today. And point number two of today is the idea of compound nazirus. There can be such a thing as compound nazirus, but compound shavuos doesn't exist. No compound shavuos. Again, what we're doing here in this parak, in the second parak of Nedarim, just to see the broader picture, is compare and contrast, right? Nedarim and shavuos, compare and contrast and go. Okay, good. And that's what we've been doing now in the second parak. So in the second parak, what we're learning is that when it comes to nazir, so you can make a compound nazirus. When it comes to shavuos, you can't make a compound shavuos. So that means to say that if I go and repeat Naziris, I want to be a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, so now you're a Nazir not once, but two times over. But if I say, I'm binding myself to a Shua that I'm not going to eat grapes, and I repeat, that second Shua has no chalos, because there's simply no room for that second Shua. You're already prohibited. Okay, good. That's the Mishnah. In of itself, that would have been easy. Shalma Yisrael, that would have been just fine. Okay, now there was a complexity in the Mishnah because the Mishnah gave a funny example of a compound nazir. I'm going to eat bread, and with every bite that I eat, or every kazayis that I eat, I'm going to become a nazir anew. And then you ate, and then you ate. So now you're going to be a nazir two times over. And it's admittedly a little bit complicated the way the Mishnah structures that compound nazirus, but as the Gemara points out, when I say the Gemara, the girsa of the Gemara that the Ran had, as the Gemara pointed out, it's only because we wanted parallel cases between Nazir and Shvua, and that's why the Mishnah gave us a complicated scenario. But to distill and boil down the Mishnah, there's such a thing as compound Nazirus, and there's no such a thing as compound Shvua. Good. Then that was easy. Not easy, but that part was easy. And then we get to the fun part of today's daf and the complexity, and that is Rav Huna and Shmuel having it out in terms of when you're going to have compound Naziris. Shmuel will say it like the Mishnah seems to present it. In other words, when you commit yourself to a second Naziris, that's it. Did the second Naziris have to add something? No, it didn't have to add anything. In other words, each Naziris serves as its own sentence. The sentence of Naziris is 30 days. And so, with that second commitment, you now become a Nazir for a second round of 30. It's that simple. And Rav Huna will say no. Rav Huna says that the only time that the second Naziris is going to kick in is if your second commitment added something. Then and only then is that second Naziris going to kick in. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. And for the rest of today, what we wanted to do is see whether or not Rav Huna is a defensible position. We cited our Mishnah. We cited other Mishnayos as well in total attack mode of Rav Huna. And the Gemara at this point in time has defended Shitas Rav Huna.